On March 17th, people around the world celebrate the Irish holiday of St. Patrick's Day. It is a major holiday in Ireland, but the rest of the world has influenced its celebration as much as the Irish themselves. Most Americans think of St. Patrick's Day as a big party centered around drinking alcohol. But its beginnings in Ireland were religious, says Mike Cronin, a professor of Irish history with Boston College of Massachusetts. Ireland is a mostly Roman Catholic country. St. Patrick lived in Ireland more than 2,000 years ago. He is widely considered to have established Christianity in the country. The church honored him with a holy day in the 17th century. March 17th marks the date of his death. St. Patrick, a Briton reportedly, is believed to have served in Ireland as a Catholic bishop. One traditional story says that St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland. The average Irish person honored March 17th quietly. Attending church services was the main activity. In fact, most businesses that served alcohol would close in honor of the day. In the early 1900s, Ireland's government made St. Patrick's Day an official holiday. By the 1960s, towns across Ireland started celebrating the holiday with parades and music. In Ireland today, St. Patrick's Day is a four-day public celebration that includes parades, music, food, and games.
For Irish people living outside Ireland, St. Patrick's Day became a chance to celebrate their Irish identity and culture. It's very much a day by which the Irish put themselves center stage, Cronin said. Now, countries and cities around the world celebrate March 17th in creative ways. Many countries hold St. Patrick's Day parades. Famous monuments, including the Great Wall of China, the Colosseum in Rome, the Niagara Falls, and the Gateway of India in Mumbai, will all be colored by green light for the day. The U.S. is especially famous for its St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Many cities with large ethnic Irish communities, like Boston, New York, and Chicago, hold parades and parties. Cities will also color local rivers green for the day. Ireland is known as the Emerald Isle. The country is covered in deep green grass. Cronin says that the worldwide popularity of St. Patrick's Day has helped the Irish government, which uses the holiday as a form of diplomacy.
So what you have is just quite a remarkable day. Well, literally for much of the globe, everybody, whether they're Irish or not, the one thing they do know is the 17th of March is St. Patrick's Day. And for a small island of, 4.5 to 5 million people, it's quite remarkable that they have that kind of soft power.
However, Cronin says many modern St. Patrick's Day traditions were invented by the Irish in America. In the U.S., on St. Patrick's Day, it is common for Americans to drink green beer or eat corned beef and cabbage. However, Cronin says many of these traditions are not really Irish. You could walk around the streets of Dublin all day and not find any corned beef and cabbage, he said. Neil O'Flaherty, an Irish citizen now living in the U.S., agrees. Growing up in a small town in Ireland, O'Flaherty remembers celebrating St. Patrick's Day much differently than it is now.
Back then, for Catholic families, it was the day when you had to go to church. You were required to go to Mass on that day. It had much more the feeling of a religious holiday than a public holiday.
He also remembers everyone wearing small, three-leaf plant pieces called shamrocks. O'Flaherty said that he was surprised to see how much St. Patrick's Day in the U.S. has become linked to drinking lots of beer or other alcoholic drinks. However, there are some Irish connections between drinking and St. Patrick's Day. One tradition that does come from Ireland is called drowning the shamrock. Cronin explains that this tradition involved taking the shamrock that people wore all day and placing it in a glass of whiskey or beer before drinking it. Professor Mike Cronin suggests it is not that important how people celebrate March 17th. He calls St. Patrick's Day a day for everyone to be Irish. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And I'm Phil Dierking.